The Sports Addict Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
We're in hour two, live in three states. I'm Jerry Miller. It's the Jerry Miller Show. Kevin Quigley, Warren Waterman, Jess Shiflett behind the glass. Hop on board 1-866-356-3776 to make the program interactive. 1-866-356-ESPN. Well, we were talking Virginia Tech in segment one, and unfortunately, we'll get to Chris Coleman, the associate editor of TechSideline.com. Mr. Coleman, Marcus Davis and Joe Jones, both freshmen, will miss the year with injuries. Can we start with Marcus Davis first? I know when we chatted last week, he was 6'3 and heavy, at least heavy from your standpoint. We look 6'3, 228. That's big for a wide receiver. Would we say this is an impactful loss, or was Davis not really in the fold from a pass-catching standpoint?
Yeah, you know, I think he had a really good chance to play this year, but if you look at it long term, I think it's going to be beneficial for both Davis and Virginia Tech. I think assuming his shoulder is ready to go in the spring, I think they'll probably try him at quarterback this coming spring because, you know, by default right now, Juju Clayton is the backup quarterback next season. In the spring, the only scholarship quarterbacks on the roster would be Tyrod Taylor and Clayton, who was a two-star recruit who only had one or two Division I-A scholarship offers. So, you know, you've got to give Marcus Davis a chance at quarterback in the spring, I think. And that would have been really tough to do if he had played well this year at wide receiver. I mean, how would you move a guy who played well at wide receiver to quarterback in the spring? So, you know, I think long-term it's going to be beneficial to both parties.
And Davis, Chris, played quarterback at Ocean Lakes. Is that correct?
Yeah, he did. He played quarterback this past year. He was going to play wide receiver this past year, but their starting quarterback got hurt, and he had played some quarterback in the past. And, you know, it really became clear in the minds of the Tech coaches during his senior season that he looked like a guy who had potential as a quarterback at this level. So, and that's what everybody thought he was going to play coming in this year, but there was such a need at receiver, especially with Brandon Dillard getting hurt over the summer, that they decided to try him out at wide receiver. And, you know, he's playing pretty well so far. I think he had a pretty good chance to play. But, you know, like I said, long term, you know, I think this is the best thing that could happen.
And we've been talking quite a bit, guys, Virginia Tech. Our guest is Chris Coleman, fantastic people, knows Virginia Tech inside and out. He is the associate editor at TechSideline.com. We bring him on Tuesdays at top of hour two to discuss not only the Hokies, guys, but the ACC as a whole. That's why, Chris, and please correct me if I'm wrong, they brought in Juju Clayton, the freshman from Hermitage, in August, as opposed to their initial chatter of gray-shirting him because there were question marks of who the quarterback was going to be next year.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, you think about it, would you rather have a redshirt freshman back up next year or a true freshman back up? You know, you'd rather have the redshirt freshman. You'd rather have the guy who has at least a year in the system, a year being in college and going through spring practice. So when they found out they were going to have room, they decided to bring Clayton in August instead of January. And, you know, I think that was the correct decision. I've yet to see Clayton play. I don't know if he'll get any time in the scrimmage today or not. We'll find out here in about an hour or so. But, hopefully he can play because I don't know what else they're going to have behind Taylor next year. And if Taylor gets hurt, then, that could ruin what looks like he's setting up to be a really good 2009 season.
Guys, Chris Coleman, our guest, the associate editor of TechSideline.com, Virginia Tech and head coach Frank Beamer, guys, will host a scrimmage this afternoon that Chris is on his way to, offense versus defense scrimmage. So go to TechSideline.com tonight or tomorrow for feedback from the scrimmage and Mr. Coleman. If your gut was, you had a crystal ball right now, and your gut call, Chris, against East Carolina and Charlotte, are we going to see Luckett and Darryl Roberts as the two starting wide receivers, or is it two other guys? What do you think?
I think it's going to be Luckett and Danny Cole. I actually think Danny Cole is is the most consistent receiver right now in practice, and he's one of those guys. Let's say it's third and six, and you need that first down in a critical situation. I think he's a guy you look to. I think he has reliable hands. He runs good routes. He's got a lot better speed than people give him credit for. And you know, I think right now he's their most consistent receiver in practice. So I think it's going to be Zach Luckett and Danny Cole. You know, they're the old veterans in the group. You know, despite the fact Cole has never played in a college game,
right.
He's only a redshirt freshman. Luckett, I think, has two career catches, you know. But, you know, they're the most experienced guys the Hokies have right now, and I think Cole is playing the best out of any wide receiver.
Danny Cole, redshirt freshman, 6'2", Bills on the scale from Lexington, Virginia, via Episcopal High School, now Virginia Tech. Cole Luckett, does that mean Roberts in the three-hole? Who's the three-hole guy?
Yeah, I think it would be Roberts at this point, or maybe Jarrett Boykin, who I think is another very good true freshman, very natural receiver. I don't think he's necessarily a big guy, big play guy, but he's a very good possession receiver, I think, or at least he will be. So I think you'll see Roberts getting a lot of his time out of the slot position, where you know you don't have a cornerback up playing bump and run. You know that's kind of tough on a true freshman, especially one who's never played wide receiver before. You know, one thing you got to remember about Roberts, you know, he was a running back in high school. So you know, not only is he a true freshman, he's a true freshman playing a different position. Now, he's made some big plays. He had about a 50-yard touchdown reception from Tyrod Taylor in the mini scrimmage on Saturday, so he's definitely got potential there, but you know, we'll just have to see. I think his playing time will increase as the season goes on.
Guys, we're live in three states with Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. It's the Jerry Miller Show. You can catch it in North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia. We're talking Virginia Tech football as they prepare for a scrimmage this afternoon, offense against defense. We've been talking wide receivers, and if I can think outside the box, Mr. Coleman, and if you don't agree with the idea, shoot it down immediately, but I look at the tailback situation with Jyre Cheeseman, with Darren Evans, with Kenny Lewis Jr., with Josh Oglesby, with Ryan Williams, Dustin Pickle. I mean, there's thoughts that maybe Greg Boone in short yardage situation, and it seems like there's not a lot of carries to go around. Kenny Lewis Jr. is kind of a break it to the outside tailback anyway. He does not like to run between the tackles. Any thoughts of maybe taking an athletic Kenny Lewis Jr. and dropping him in the slot so you get his athleticism and his open field explosiveness on the gridiron?
Oh, absolutely. I think I suggested that back in the spring that was a possibility. And, I think it's a possibility that could happen if he does not emerge as, you know, one of Tech's top three tailbacks. We'll just have to see how the depth chart at tailback shakes out first. And that's going to be one of the things I'm looking for in the scrimmage, to see who really stands out at tailback. But, you know, I think there's a chance, you know, you could see somebody like that in the slot. And also, you know, you look at Virginia Tech's fullbacks, there are two juniors and one senior and nobody else at fullback. You know, one of these tailbacks, you know, maybe one of the bigger ones like an Oglesby or an Evans that could possibly fit in at fullback, you know, that might be a necessity at some point down the road. But, you know, there's so many talented tailbacks on the roster right now. And then you've got David Wilson out of GW Danville coming in next year, who's a top 100 recruit. I mean, the Hokies are going to be pretty loaded there, and playing time is going to be hard to come by.
Two-part question for you, Mr. Coleman. The starting tailback, or better yet, who's going to finish the year with most carries in 08, and would that be the same person for 2009 as well? Because I look at 09, the young guys, Ryan Williams could stand up more in 09 than he does this season. The question is this, twofold, who has the most carries in 08, and is that the person that has the most carries in 09?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I'm going with Jyre Cheeseman this year. He's been my boy since the spring. I really think he's going to be Tech's best all-around back this year. But at the same time, I think you're going to see about three guys getting carries this year. So I'll go ahead and say it's going to be Jyre Cheeseman this year, and then next year it's going to be Ryan Williams.
Jyre Cheeseman, 5'10", a bone 96, guys. He's from Jersey. He's a guy that's a physically imposing runner. He's coming off an injury, but he certainly has the physical tools. We'll switch very quickly to the quarterback spot. And how much, Chris, do you put in who comes out first, whether it's Sean, whether it's Tyrod, and if whoever starts the game first under center, is that your likely starter against East Carolina, or does whoever come out first against in this scrimmage today, is that really not of importance against ECU?
I don't think it's of importance, really, today, who comes out first. I think Sean Glennon will take the first series against East Carolina. I think they'll both play, and I wrote a quarterback preview this morning, actually, you know, after that first game, you know, all bets are off. You know, it could come down to performance in that game. It could come down to matchups week by week. Who knows what it's going to come down to. But I just know that neither quarterback separated themselves in the spring. Neither one of them has separated themselves in the last week of practice. And I doubt either one of them will separate themselves, you know, in the next 18 days leading up to the East Carolina game. I guess there's a chance somebody will as the season goes along. But I think at least in the early part of the season, you're going to be seeing both guys again.
Guys, Chris Coleman live in three states here on the Jerry Miller Show. We're talking Virginia Tech football. We will chatter with Mr. Coleman every Tuesday atop of Hour 2. I look at it like this, and conventional wisdom says this, Chris, not conventional wisdom out of the park, about pick it apart like a Thanksgiving turkey, but if neither quarterback has separated himself to this point of the season, wouldn't conventional wisdom say go with the sophomore because he's going to be back the next year and perhaps the year following that? That's just me thinking here if there's no separation.
Yeah, you know, conventional wisdom says, you know, if two guys are even, you go with the younger guy. If they were similar quarterbacks, I think that'd be an easier decision to make. I think you're probably able to run more formations with Sean Glennon. He's got a better command of the offense. I mean, he's, you know, a 22-23-year-old redshirt senior. Tyrod Taylor just turned 19 years old last week. You know, I mean, he's still wet behind the ears. He still needs a lot of seasoning. The raw talent is there. Just doesn't have as much knowledge at this point. And you know, I mean, experience is a very vital thing. Like I said, you know, if they were both pocket passers or they were both mobile quarterbacks, then I think it would be easier to make a comparison. But since they each bring a unique skill set to the table, man, it's just a really tough call to make.
Final question for you, Mr. Coleman. He's the associate editor at TechSideline.com. We talked about our 1-2-3 guys as far as the wide receivers go, Luckett, Cole, maybe Robertson, that three hole. Can we make an argument for Victor Macho Harris of the top three pass catchers?
Yeah, I think as far as ability, I think you could, but I still, you know, he's going to play cornerback in the NFL. He's also going to be the primary punt returner, it looks like, and he looks like he's going to be one of the two kick returners also, and then that's just a whole lot of plays for one guy. You know, I just don't see him getting more than 10 snaps a game on offense. Just simply because you don't want to wear him out, and not only is he not only that, but he's switching from field corner to boundary corner this year, which is a much more physical position. It's almost like an extra linebacker. So you know he's going to have more responsibility in the running game this year. He's going to be playing more man-to-man coverage. So you know it's a whole lot to ask. I mean, I think he's going to make a few impact plays on offense this year, but. You know, I think he's going to have limited touches.
Mr. Coleman, good stuff, guys. Get on TechSideline.com. He's got a quarterback preview in the lead slot. We'll catch up later. Thank you, Chris.
Yes, sir. Enjoyed it.
All right. Good guy right there. Chris Coleman, guys, TechSideline.com. Joining us here at the top of Hour 2. We come back with headlines next segment. Mike Tingle, sports director, ESPN 840. I'm Jerry Miller.